know what? You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And Howard, what's up, Howard?
What's up?
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in some cases, the ugly, because sometimes dating can be ugly. And tonight's topic is one that can be ugly, because we're going to be discussing, you know, social media and technology. But keep in mind that I am not a relationships expert whatsoever. I think Howard might be, but I'm
Whoa.
Not.
Whoa. Don't lie to these people.
We're not experts, okay, folks? So take what we got to say with a grain of salt. We are just vessels. And, you know, speaking from our own experience, you know, we all have had our unique experiences. So we're just sharing ours and you know, our tidbits of information so you can take it or leave it. It is what it is, so don't call me with an attitude saying that what I had to say was stupid. Yeah, it might be stupid to you. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to me. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. I hope you know, in case you did not know, that my birthday, yes, 420 is almost upon us. I know it's a holiday for some. Actually, it's a holiday for all of us because it's my birthday. Hello, 420. Very special day, so I'm still accepting gifts. I can't wait to celebrate this weekend. I'm going to kick off with the party after work. The Flow is having a party after work on Friday at Baby Will. Hope you guys will come out. It's free from 5 to, I think it's 5 to 8 or 5 to 9. I can't remember. I think it's 5 to 9. So come through, meet the crew, meet the team, and it's going to be a good time. You know, Saturday I'm going to go out with my friends and have some drinks and whatnot. I might do something Saturday night. I don't know. I'm not really a club person, so.
I was going to say, y'all not invited to that joint. The Saturday night joint, she's not inviting the listeners.
No, I'm just letting y'all know what I'm doing. That's why I'm not telling them where it is.
Friday is for y'all.
Yeah, Friday is for y'all. Come through. Give me a birthday shout. I love bourbon, so old fashions are my drink of choice, in case you were wondering. I do like flowers, but I prefer them in my beverage. So, yeah, not a big rose person. If you want to give me flowers, I like tulips and lilies. I like carnations, too. Roses are cool, but their shelf life is so 2 days. You know, it's very lame and everybody gets roses. You know, I love me some lilies, honey. It's actually some tulips. I really love tulips. But that's neither here nor there. So Sunday, I'm going to go out with my family. I cannot wait. We're going to have a great dinner. I'm going to go bike riding. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Monday, which is my actual birthday, I don't know what the hell I'm going
to
do.
Go to work.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. I think I kind of want to, like, lay in bed, and I think Howard is going to feed me, like,
I feel like well,
he's going to feed well, me grapes and pineapples.
But, like, after 25.
Even though it's really not going
to
happen.
After 25, you go to work on your birthday.
Because I'm not trying to bust your groove, so. Ladies, I was just kidding. It was not like that between us. So don't approach me after the show like, well, why were you flirting with him? It was just a joke.
Oh, Lord. Anybody checking for me?
Hey, you never know.
We'll be all right.
You don't know the messages I get about you.
What? We'll forward them. What is happening? What is happening?
You said that you were on a hiatus.
I was until Lent, and Lent ended a week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago.
Yeah,
a week ago.
Just about
a week ago. So yeah, I might have somebody that might be checking you out, but I ain't saying nothing because you were not
Lent is over.
The dating thing. But anyway, technology. It's meant to make life easier, but it can complicate things. Especially social media. You know, it can complicate things with regard to dating and relationships. Although it can streamline communication, it can hinder social interaction. And that's exactly what we're going to discuss tonight on tonight's show, which is called Can We Talk? Technology versus social interaction. Because I think a lot of us don't know how to really interact when we get in social settings. And I think we're becoming a more anti-social society. So give us a call to discuss tonight's topic. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Keep in mind that it is Wednesday, which means our latest blog has been posted. It's called Parking Lot Pimp. Check it out at thisdateisover.com. And keep in mind that thisdateisover.com is a website for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes, because crap happens to all of us. I know I've had a lot of bad dates. That's why I started the website. And I'm so grateful for all the stories that you guys share with me as well. So go to thisdateisover.com. Not now, but right now, and check it out. So keep it right here on the flow.
For the soul and it feeds us. So light I can do. I'm feeling brand new, fully loaded with features. I love it, frees us, Jesus.
She's just better. go. I want to talk to you.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
It's electric!
But the whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
The Chesapeake and DSJ Entertainment brings you the Forevermore Tour, Friday, April 24th, starring the amazing voice of Grammy-winning Algebra Blessett, featuring Michelle Obama's favorite soul singer, the Grammy-nominated Anthony David, and one of BET's Best Male Album winners, Marcel Russell. For a limited time, tickets are only $25. That's Algebra, Anthony, and Marcel at the Chesapeake Arts Center off 295 near Arundel Mills. Call 410-636-6597 or visit ChesapeakeArts.org. That's 410-636-6597. Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057. Or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and Howard.
We got the new ads. We got money.
Yes. And if you want to get your ad on The Flow, hit me up. Because we do support small business, and I think the prices are pretty decent to get your advertisements going. And they would go across the different, whatever show that you wanted to be on, basically, you can have your advertisement on. What? What you looking around for?
I thought I heard. That's you touching that. Oh. Somebody was opening the door.
I'm like, okay, you're making me nervous. Like, I'm about to jump out of here. But yeah, email me info@thisdateisover.com, and we'll point you in the right direction so you can get your advertising. If you got a show coming up, if you have some merchandise that you're trying to sell, some apparel, whatever you got, let us know. info@thisdateisover.com, and we'll get you taken care of. Well, you just heard music from NERD, one of my favorite groups. The song was Run to the Sun. Right before that was another one of my favorite groups, The Foreign Exchange. The song was called Better. Now, tonight we're talking about, can we talk? You know, technology versus social interaction. Because, you know, a lot of us, I know I am married to my mother effing phone. I mean, I might as well just put a ring on that because my phone and my electronic devices seem to have my heart. I don't know how you feel about that, Howard.
Yeah, no, they do.
I wish that, I mean, we have a love-hate relationship. You know, I want to break up with my phone sometimes, but I always find myself crawling back. Like, when I wake up in the morning, he's the first thing that I think about.
Very first, yep.
When I go to bed at night, you know, give him a kiss goodnight. Oh. So, it's always something with my damn phone. So, technology. How has it, well, I want to start with the pros, because I think, you know, of course, it has streamlined a lot of the processes in life. So,
yes.
What are some pros overall for you?
I don't like talking on the phone. I won't say that I don't like to talk on the phone, but spending 3-4 hours a night talking to somebody new, like, I can't do that. I can't multitask and be on the phone like that. However, with the new with new social media and all the apps and different stuff like that, Skyping is something I can definitely do. Like, I can Skype and cook my dinner or wash some clothes or whatever, because I can see you, I can still hear you. I feel like you can really understand what I'm saying, because some of my quirks and whatever might not come through over the phone or through text messages. So you can see my facial expressions when I say things, so you know when I'm joking. Like, that's for me, that's the best thing that ever happened. Skype, like Skype or FaceTime.
You had to say Skype first because you don't have an iPhone.
I mean,
You don't like Apple products.
FaceTime is terrible.
I don't have any problems with my FaceTime. Okay, except for when somebody FaceTimes me when I wasn't expecting it, and you don't recognize the number. You answer it by mistake. That happened to me a few weeks ago, and I don't even know what the hell I was thinking. Like, it was late at night, number one, and the number came up. I was like, the only time I FaceTime with people is, you know, people that I know, but I have saved in my phone, so this number wasn't even saved. So I'm just like, hello? So I had my phone pointed to my ceiling, because I didn't know who it was, to try to see. you know, who was on the other end. And then I saw the person, and they looked familiar, but I did not remember his name.
You don't need to.
I could not remember his name at all. So we talked for like 20 minutes. I was just like, hey, yeah, things have been well.
See, but G-Chat, like, you can't get to me unless you know my G-Chat name, and you're one of my contacts already, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he knew my phone number.
FaceTime loses. No, it's fine.
Whatever. But yeah, he knew my phone number, so I was just like, hey, I'm just like, why are you calling here so late, though? Like,
trying to get them draws.
Not happening.
Anyway.
But yeah, so pros. So you said pros, it's helped you. You love Skype.
Yeah. Skype definitely works for me. Even texting. Texting has become so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not trying to have a full conversation with you, but if I need to, like, coordinate with you, and I don't want to talk to you, which is usually the case, I mean, I'm not gonna say that's usually the case, but
it's just an easy way to send a short message. Exactly, like, okay, exactly. You don't need to, you know, take up the time to place a phone call. Just say, hey, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Or hey, I'm running late. Exactly. Or hey, could you? I left the iron on. Could you turn it off?
There you go.
Hey, did I flush the condo down the toilet? You know, just simple messages.
Those things.
Those types of things. So it helps out with regard to short messages. But yeah, the dissertations, they can be a bit much. Some other pros. I mean, apps have made my life easier.
Indeed.
I mean, you know, I don't have to carry around a voice recorder. I can record stuff directly on my phone with a free app that I use called Audio Memos. You know, I can, you know, track my periods, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the only bad thing about that, which is, I know, fellas, you're probably like, ew. But the bad thing is, if I don't remember to put when my, you know, last cycle was, it'll keep alerting me saying, hey, you're late. I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm not. Okay. You know, I'm going in the back of my mind like, hey, wait a minute. Am I pregnant? And then I have to realize, like, hey, I'm not even getting any, so I can't be pregnant. Okay. So, yeah.
All right.
So, but yeah, apps have definitely streamlined things, because when I was in school, you know, I've only purchased one app ever.
Really?
One app. And I purchased this app when I was in school. When I went back to community college. And it helped me to study. It was like a flip card, you know, note card app. So that was very helpful, because I had to take this damn art history class, and I freaking hate art history.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to remember what genre it was, when it was done, and who did it. Like, oh, he put a dot on a freaking piece of paper, and it's a masterpiece. Mm. Like, okay, who the hell cares? My niece can do that, and she can make tons of money. But okay, whatever. I don't know. So, but yeah. Just being able to, you know, record stuff and have those memories is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back to those funny moments and reshare them with your friends and take pictures, of course. That's a cool thing about it.
Pinterest is a dope app. I don't know, guys. I'm sure guys usually don't use Pinterest, but I've recently come up on it. And, like, it's very useful. Like, you can go in, look for whatever topic you're looking for, and pin a whole bunch of stuff real quick, and then be able to go back to it without, like, having to open different browsers and click on different things if you're doing a Google search or something like that. So Pinterest is definitely a dope app that's out there right now.
And majority of women, from what I understand, use Pinterest. I have a Pinterest account, but I probably haven't used it in over a year. It's so hard to manage all of these different social media accounts. You know, Facebook, I have my personal Facebook page. I have thisdateisover.com's Facebook page. I have my other business Facebook page that I really have not updated, but I have an event planning business. MyAPconsulting.com is my website, by the way. But I have that Facebook page, but I got rid of, you know, my other social media accounts with that. But, you know, I got Twitter, I got Instagram, so it's a lot to have to manage.
There definitely is, and there are definitely some ways out there to manage them all together. I mean, for me, all I do is, if I post it on Facebook or Instagram, I just send it to the other one, or send it to Twitter. I just don't use it. It's too much. You're right. It's absolutely too much. But
I do the same thing.
It does make things a little bit easier when you are just trying to get things done, just trying to go through and be productive. However, then there's the whole flip side.
Which we will get to.
Productivity is not what I go to my phone for the most part. But I feel you.
As far as technology, I think it's definitely helped with long distance relationships. Like you were saying, with the Skype and in the FaceTime. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have somebody that's overseas, or they live in a different state, you want to be able to stay connected with that person. Mm-hmm. So you have that, you know, the access to them via, you know, email, texting, phone. And if you can't use a phone, then you can, you know, of course you can Skype. and do whatever you got to do online to stay connected with that person. Because I have one of my sorors who's actually in Dubai now. Okay. So, and I know she's homesick and whatnot, but you know she's still able to communicate with us because she's an Apple person. Okay. So she can FaceTime.
Okay.
She can, you know, email and whatnot. So yeah. It's not like she's missing a beat.
Okay. Yeah, and speaking of that, I have a fraternity brother that got a job in Korea, but we keep in contact with him by the chapter's GroupMe.
Mm-hmm.
We can all just sit in there and talk. As long as he has Wi-Fi, he can get in. He's up to date on whatever's going on. Like, it's just really convenient. I mean, obviously those notifications can get crazy if people are talking on it all day, but for the most part, like, it's very manageable. But you can stay abreast without having to do group texts and trying to cut people in or cut people out all the time. It's just too much. So GroupMe has definitely been a benefit in my life.
I don't really use GroupMe, so I can't speak on it. I mean, but we do like group texts on my iPhone. But
iPhone's a little different. Yeah.
The issue, I mean, we can get GroupMe because I know people with iPhones that have GroupMe.
Yeah.
The only issue is, like you were saying, is people that want to talk too damn much, and you know, when you want to get out the conversation, I'm like, all right, could you stop texting me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, because I hate when people send group text messages with a passion, because I get caught up in some side conversation with a whole bunch of phone numbers that I don't know.
Yep.
And they keep talking. Hey, yo, what time is it again? All right, I'll see you there. I can't wait to come to your party. I can't wait to see the kids. Look, man, call that person directly. Exactly. Or text them directly. Stop texting me.
Yeah, my aunt figured out. Most of the older folks in my family have recently discovered texting, and it's gotten ridiculous. I have cousins on there that I don't know. It's like 30 numbers in the group text. And I'm just like, look, I can't get this all day long. I can't deal with y'all.
Right, because your phone is going off all effing day. I'm not with that. Another pro, which can be a con, is that things do tend to go viral a lot quicker. Yeah. So you can be like an instant celebrity for something positive.
That can happen.
You know, if you have a nice voice, about like the little girl that loved Nicki Minaj and was singing online. So now, you know, stuff like that can happen. But of course, it definitely can be a con if your stuff ends up on World Star.
Got him.
Right. Yeah, especially the way that people are making fun of disabled people. But hey, I'm trying to think of something else. I guess you have a wider reach, and this is more with social media.
Yes.
You definitely have a wider reach when it comes to, you know, the people that aren't in your immediate circle. So you have this wide reach whenever you have like an event going on or you need some support. You got a community service event, you got a fundraiser. You definitely have that reach to connect with other people who may, and most of them don't, because when it comes to like community service and donations, people don't give a damn.
They don't give
you nothing.
Yeah.
But if you say you're having a party and it's free liquor, they are there. Or if it's $10, they are there.
And even just being able to keep in contact and let people know what you're doing. Even my participation with this show, I obviously from California, I have friends out there. I mean, I'm outside of social media, they wouldn't have no clue about this. I could tell them there's a lot of people that I probably wouldn't specifically call, but like everyone knows. And we've had people join the group, send messages, do all types of things because of social media and our just presence of letting people know, hey, this is going on. So like, this show is nationwide, which is dope.
Yes.
It could be international.
No, we are international, honey.
We are international.
Don't get it twisted. We are international, honey. Yes.
Definitely lets us.
The Flow and This Date Is Over Radio are international. So make sure. Yes. You can catch us online. See? See what technology has done for us?
Yeah.
You can catch us online every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find us is tinyurl.com/rockTheFlow. But we want to go to break, so keep in mind you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and check out the website thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories, and check out our latest blog post, Parking Lot Pimp. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
So very long, trying to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared, 'cause you're the kind of lady with so much class. I get my thoughts together for the very next day, but when I see you, lady, I forget.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. feel like I hear some air. Do you
hear
that?
It's a new day. I hear something.
Okay. I don't know if I'm not tripping, but I'm your host, Miss Marie, and that's Howard.
Ooh.
No. Yep. And we're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music news and talk. You just heard music from Jodeci. It was our Makeout Monday song of the day. The song was Come and Talk to Me. That was like the best episode of Martin.
Oh, yeah.
When he was trying to get on, was it the Burnell Hill Show? And Jodeci was on there?
I think so.
Yeah. That was when he kept trying to sing lately. I miss that show. I miss great TV. And you know what? Speaking of cons, because tonight we're talking about technology versus social interaction. The song was called the show was called Can We Talk? And just thinking about, you know, how technology has, you know, the pros and cons. And I think one of the cons of technology is, you know, the instant access. You know, we have all these reality TV shows, and that's taken away quality TV. So I miss having quality TV.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Martin was one of those quality TV shows that we had back in the day. But since we are, you know, in the fierce urgency of now, we want to have that instant gratification. We run toward these reality TV shows, which is very unfortunate, in my opinion. So that's definitely a con of technology. You know, it's cheap to produce, and they get tons and tons and tons of money for it
because everybody's so focused on it and able to project themselves into the forefront by commenting on this ratchetness that's taking over our airstreams.
Yes. So speaking of ratchetness, because, you know, we talked about the pros at the beginning of the show.
I got one more pro. The last pro for me is that I feel like I'm pretty quick. I come up with some good comebacks and good things to say to be flirty. But when I'm texting, it gives me like 30 more seconds to come up with something. You know, like when you're on the phone and somebody says something, you're like, oh, I should have said this. Exactly. But if I'm texting you, then I'm the smoothest dude you'll ever meet. I promise. Because I have so much time to think about it. And then
ladies,
put it together.
Howard's got game.
I know I'm kind of corny in real life. So
and if
you'll,
you
want
to know about Howard's game, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. Yes, that's the number you can reach us to get in on tonight's topic. Don't be shy. Call us, 301-560-6992. And I think we said instant access was a pro. Ease of use for most.
Yeah.
I think technology, you know, especially when it comes to cell phones, depending on who you are, because my mother does not text at all, but I think because she refuses to learn.
Uh-huh.
But my father, he's great at it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it can be fairly easy once you get used to it. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a learning curve with every device that you get, but I think it's a lot easier. And definitely it helps out more when you're in emergency situations. You got the you know, GPS now, you know, OnStar was really big. Yeah. So if you're in a jam, it's an emergency, they can see that your car went off, like, you know, the side of the road, and you just hit a button in your car and they can track you and send the police, you know, to the direct coordinates to rescue you. So that's a great thing about technology. But of course, that can be a con because, you know, you got these GPS and all this stuff on all your devices, so people know where you are.
Yep.
And, con, you know, access is a pro and a con.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you want people to, you know, more people have access to your life that necessarily wouldn't have that, you know, 10, 15 years ago. You had a more of a level of privacy that you don't have now.
Turning your phone on, people can find you simply by having your phone on. Like, you don't have to do nothing.
Nothing.
You don't have to turn on your GPS. And they can track you. And if someone knows how, and they have all these little spy gadgets and things that anyone can go buy on Amazon for real cheap. And they just know where you are. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of crazy people out there nowadays. So technology, even though it seems like it's a wonderful thing, you know, it helps us to do certain things, but it helps a lot of bad people do bad things too. And, you know, as an example, a couple years ago, after I had gone through a really bad breakup, and this guy, you know, we went out, and I told him, you know, I gave him the whole, you know, speech, I'm not interested in dating you, blah blah blah. Uh-huh. It's not a match for me. He just said, oh, this is going to be a friend thing. So long story more boring, you know, it was a horrible outing. I didn't like the guy. I never liked the guy. And from that point on, he tried to pursue me. And I told him I wasn't interested.
Uh-huh.
Had to have words with him after like 2 months of him texting me straight without me responding. And tell him, like, look, I think I made it painfully clear that I'm not interested in you. Leave me the hell alone. So at that time, instead of him leaving me alone, he took it upon himself to continue to text me and harass me by setting up a fake phone number.
Mm. Oh,
now, wow. I didn't know you could do that at that time. This was before, you know, apps were really that popular. Mm-hmm. So this was an app, you know, such that you could set up a whole nother phone number just to text people.
Wow.
A text only line. And he did that to harass me. Like, I tried to call the number, but it wouldn't go through as a phone call. It's like, oh, the subscriber you reach, this is a text only line, so you can't, you know, you can't connect with them. And he would see that my number would come up, so he would further harass me.
Wow.
From that point. So, yeah.
I don't know how y'all deal with some of these things.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, he just, I don't know. I mean, eventually he stopped, but for him to take that much time to do such a thing shows you, you know, people have a lot of time on their hands, especially when they're pissed off about something, to do crazy things. And if I had actually researched the guy ahead of time, I would have known that somebody had a restraining order out on him.
Wow.
But technology helped me to see.
I was going to say.
That technology. That mofo was crazy. So you have access to, you know, different court cases to see what kind of stuff that people are into. So, yeah.
That's good to know. I got some people I need to check in on because it's not looking too good. They might be crazy. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Screenshotting.
Oh, yeah.
That is like a huge problem with technology because nothing's private anymore. Nope. And I know I'm guilty of it because I know one of my ex-boyfriends sent me something like, oh, it's been 2 years since I lost my best friend and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, what the hell are you texting me for?
You screenshot.
I was like, why is he sending me this?
Because he love you, girl.
Oh, please. Yeah, he loved me so much that he was sleeping with all the other chicks.
Hey, he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He figured it out.
He loved me so much that he pushed me.
Oh.
And we got into a fight.
Well, those things happen. It's passion.
Yeah. Those bruises, those was, you know, passion marks, literally, yep, on my thighs. But yeah, there's a lack of privacy. One of the main things I think nowadays is things get lost in translation and people misinterpret things a lot, especially me.
All the time.
Like, you know, people misinterpret things all the time. Like, okay, all I said was, how much do you need? And I've had somebody actually read back a text to me in their tone, in which they thought I said it. Well, you said, well, how about you call me later? I said, well, I didn't say it like that. That's what you said. I said, well, how about you call me later?
Did you see that skit Key and Peele did?
Yes.
That joint was so... But that's exactly how it is. Like, you say something with the best of intentions, but they read it in the most hostile voice possible.
Yes.
And can really pop off to, and make it something that it wasn't. And you're sitting there like, oh, we're good. Everything is normal. And they're upset. Like, I have a habit of saying yep in conversations through text. Y-U-P. That's just what I do.
Yep. Yeah. Or yep.
Yep.
Yep. My white tee.
But some people will take that as a negative.
That you're
response.
Being short.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my gosh.
It's like, no, that's not. It's just, okay.
Do you know how many times I have been cursed out because I said hi?
And not hello or.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how that word became so offensive.
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Somebody said hello. I said hi. Really? All I get is a hi? Just a hi? Yeah, because if I saw you on the street and you said hello, I would also say hi. I didn't know that was like some type of disrespectful salutation. Am I missing something here? Well, I thought you could have said something a little bit better than that. You were not that effing special.
Yeah.
For me to try to redirect what I'm trying to say to you, it's the same damn salutation. Hello, hi. But because I didn't have rainbows and unicorns shooting out of my ass and you know, fireworks, when you sent me a text message that said hello, and I just said hi. Oh boy!
I think that's one of the
it read me the riot act
the
on that
pros
one.
About emojis. Like, I really don't have a need for them. I don't feel like I would ever really just post them or include them in conversations. But if I can throw that smiley face in there, I think people get the idea that I'm not.
Yeah, honest, emojis. You got as long as you put the right one, because I've definitely put the wrong one in some cases. But yeah, we'll talk more about that after the break. So keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind the number to the studio 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We'll be right back after the break.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to the Status of a Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the Iron for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from A. Marie. The song was Talking to Me off of her very first album that I loved to death and I still love to this day. But it's about that time for This Week in Black History, so I'm going to pass it to Howard. So, Howard, take it away.
There we go. This Week in Black History. We're going to start with April 13th, 1964,
mm-hmm.
Sidney Poitier becomes the first African American to win an Oscar.
Get it, Sidney Poitier.
For the movie Lilies of the Field.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first moment in Black history for this week. Our second moment is today, April 15th, 1896, over 120 years ago. Booker T. Washington receives an honorary degree from Harvard University.
All right.
In 1896. That's amazing.
1896.
Before black people were allowed to do things. anything.
Right. And Booker we still ain't allowed to do a lot of things.
Exactly. Because to that point, on April 16th, 1862, slavery ended. So very close, like right after slavery, Booker T.
It ended for some. Well, it ended in reality.
Yeah, Juneteenth and all of those other, mm-hmm. if you know your history, it wasn't spread out through the South for
right.
many years. Yeah, so, but it officially ended on paper April 16th, 1862. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's our week in Black history.
What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He was born
in 1947.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
I think I want to say there was another fact on here about him this week as well. I think he became a basketball coach this week. Maybe it was Sunday. I don't know.
Well, on April 13th, you know, I got to give a birthday shout out to my auntie.
You got it?
Yes, my Aunt Laverne. Celebrates her 74 years.
That's dope.
And I think okay. this is like the first year in history that she did not go to Red Lobster for her birthday.
Wow.
loves her some Red Lobster, history. Okay? That Admiral's Feast, my Aunt Laverne, bless her heart. So happy birthday to my Aunt Vernie. So,
the other fact that I was mentioning, mm-hmm. Bill Russell in 1966 was signed a contract to become the first black basketball coach in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
So,
all right.
There's that. All right, and on to beautiful black women. Mm-hmm. We're going to be short this week, but there's one that I love. Miss Shante Harris, mm-hmm. y'all may know her as Debrat.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday was yesterday, April 14th. She turned 41.
Okay.
And little known fact, she, well, not little known, but she was the first female to release a platinum-selling album, and she was the first music guest on the Nickelodeon show All That.
Really?
For everyone my age.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes this week in Black History. Thank you so much, Howard.
No problem.
Yes, and keep in mind, once again, you guys can give us a call. Tonight we are discussing, you know, can we talk, you know, technology versus social interaction. So the number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. I believe you have the caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good, it's DH.
What's up, DH? How's it going?
Hey, man, no complaints. I'm good. How y'all, man?
We are just lovely, man.
What's
so what did you want to add to tonight's topic?
Well, I mean, I think tonight's topic is very interesting. I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword, you know, because it can contribute to a lot of relationships, and it can also, you know, kill a lot of relationships.
Exactly.
Especially, like, you know, long-distance situations where you're able to, you know, interact a little more, like FaceTime, you know, GChat, all different types of things where I can actually see and kind of still build that connection, even you know, being far away. But also, I think, man, technology can get people in a lot of trouble.
It sure does.
Definitely.
Having a relationship, sometimes it can be a hindrance, you know.
It really is.
On a relationship if you're not mature enough to handle it, you know.
Yeah, because one of the things that that scares me about social media, you know, I see people, and we've talked about this numerous times on the show, they will completely blast their significant other on social media. And, you know, they give everybody a spotlight into their relationship.
Hmm? You know, I see that a lot, you know, but I'm like, what does it solve? You just put all your stuff on Front Street, you know what I mean? And just, I mean, you really kill any... reconciliation project by just putting all my stuff out on blast or whatever. Like,
exactly.
But people do that because they want comfort. They need somebody to console them. They need somebody to say, you know what, he's wrong or she's wrong or you're right. They need somebody in their corner so they can feel better about themselves instead of being an adult about the situation and talking to the person that they have a problem with. Because you see it all the time, even if it's not somebody you're in a relationship with, you'll see somebody throw out a subliminal message. Well, I am so sick of people, you know, doing this and doing that, you know, family does you this, and you're like, okay. Because they need a show. I mean, of course, I know I vent about stuff all the time, but, you know, it's usually about stuff that happened to me at the store, just like the guy who didn't wash his hands, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, people, they definitely, you know, allow people to have this huge window into their relationships. And then, of course, once you do that, you know, you get the inbox messages. Even if it's not a problem in your relationship, you reconnect with people because you have access to so many people and they have access to you. So, you know, I haven't seen you in 15 years, you know, since we were in high school together. And wow, look, I found you on Facebook. Okay, I'm going to send you a message. It seems harmless at first, but then it becomes like, wow, you know, me and Eugene, we talk every day. And you start looking forward to that connection, those conversations.
It makes everybody accessible. And just like you stated, like if you have an issue in a relationship and you put it out there, anytime we have a problem, you know, just in general, you always want somebody to feel like, you know, they're on your side.
Yeah.
So right.
You may put it out there and just say, oh, yeah, I feel you, girl. You know, X, Y, Z, this, and the third. So it's almost like a comfort level. Like you said, they can voice their opinions and problems and have someone come to their aid. But like I said, man, I think it's a double-edged sword. You got to use it responsibly, just like everything else.
You have to use it responsibly, but it seems like nowadays people are so ready for you to fall, and there's so many people who are in the background who want to help you fall. Now they see that you might be having this relationship issue, or they might see you being happy in your relationship. You're happy without them, so you know what? Let me send him this message and remind him of how good things could be over here. Yeah, he got a cute woman, but she ain't as cute as I am. So I'm going to just keep throwing these subliminal jabs. Like we might be in this group together about relationships, and I'm going to just like all of his pictures and like all of his posts and comments, and I'm going to flirt with him online. And then, you know, that grows into something. Even if he might not have been thinking about it at first, but once he starts getting used to you sending him those messages, and you might, you know, slip up and say, oh, you know what, this is me in a bathing suit. Oops, I forgot that I didn't have my top on. You know, just random stuff happens. So, DH, let me ask you this. How much do you think a person should share about their relationship on social media?
Oh, man.
Because people want to share. Like, when you're happy, you know, I'm having a baby, or I got this new man, and I love him, he loves me. I want to shout it from the mountaintop that I finally got this great person in my life. I want to share it with the world. How much should I share?
Well, I feel like even with that, I mean, every time there's an exciting event, you know, a marriage, a baby, you know, you have a nice outing, whatever, you tell people about it. But when you have having issues at home, you're really not out putting all your business on First Street, telling, you know, every time they can hear about what's going on inside your house. You know what I mean? I kind of look at it like that. You know?
But not even that.
Socially.
Because let's say, you know, should I even bother posting a picture of my man on social media? Because, you know, people, they will see your man out or they'll see your chick out. They don't even know you, but they know that that man is yours or that chick is yours. They'll see her out maybe with a group of guys or him with a group of chicks, not even knowing what the situation is. But they're like, I saw your man out. I saw your chick out.
Yeah, but see, that's when the trust factor.
They plant those seeds of doubt.
That's when the trust factor comes into play, man. You know, just me being me, you know, if you my girl, I'm going to take your word before I take somebody else's word. You know what I mean?
But she got a picture, though. She got a picture. Or he got a picture of me dancing. Or some dude with his arm around me. They got pictures.
Right. I don't know, man. I guess when you put it that way, I can see the point being made. But it's like I said, it's got to be used responsibly, man. You got to know what you can and can't do. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just not strong enough for that. Like, if, you know, me being outgoing and social like I am, you know, I may be on everybody's Instagram page because I'm out and about or doing this and the third. You know what I'm saying? And my girl, whoever she may be, I understand, you know, I'm just social. I'm personable. That's how I am. You know, don't take it as anything more than just that. You know, but that's a conversation that we've had behind closed doors before anything were to even come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, constant reassurance might be a good thing. I mean, it's unfortunate. Well, it's fortunate yet unfortunate because, I mean, you want to make certain that you're doing what you have to do to make your partner feel comfortable. Especially, you know, I'm all over social media. I have to be because I have a blog. So if I want to promote my blog, I got to be on social media. I got to go to events. I got to meet people. So whoever, you know, gets with me is going to have to understand that there are going to be people in my circle constantly. And, yeah, so... But thank you, DH, for your call. Appreciate it. Tell your friends about us. Check out the website. Make certain you check out our latest blog post, Parking Lot Pimp, and post your comments. Tell your friends about that blog post because it's hilarious.
Already, man. Already. I appreciate y'all for having me on, everybody. practice safe text, man. I talk.
Yes, practice safe text, please. So thank you, DH. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. We give you soulful music, news, and talk. Yes, because we do talk a lot here on This Date Is Over Radio, where we discuss all things dating, excuse me. I'm your host, Miss Marie, alongside Howard.
Kia.
And like I said before, it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. I think I'm going to keep it simple. As I said in our weekly tip, you know, Tip Tuesday, you know, technology and social media should not replace human interaction. I think, unfortunately, that technology and social media has made us cowards. We've become a lot more cowardly. We don't know how to interact socially. It's interesting that it's called social media, but yet we are such an anti-social society. We've become a lot meaner. You know, people hide behind, you know, computer screens and their cell phones and their tablets. You know, they'll say some of the meanest things online, but they can't say not a word. They wouldn't even breathe in your direction if you were, you know, face to face. So technology and social media should not replace human interaction. Also be mindful of how much and what you share online on social media, and just technology, you know, when it comes to text messaging, just bear in mind that once you say it, it's out forever. And of course, I got to take my own advice, because I know I've said some crazy things. But, you know, back in the day, when you got into an argument with somebody, it was squashed. You might have said some words. You might have even written something down to them. But I'm certain that letter is long gone. And, you know, that time, you know, has gone by. But nowadays with social media, you can keep that stuff. It stays around forever. So you can always go back to that email or to that text message or to that Facebook status or to wherever else this person has said something about you that you didn't like. You might have kissed and made up, but that message is out there forever. So, you know, it's a lack of privacy. It's a lot of things. You know, consequences. So it seems to be a lot more consequences, or maybe not. I don't know. Because people are getting killed because of stuff that's being said on social media. And a lot of people just don't seem to care. People are anxious to get into fights and anxious to record fights. You know, we're not a society of people who helps. You know, if we saw somebody like drowning back in the day, we would try to save them. Nowadays, we want to be the first one to record it so we can get, you know, so many hits. It's not about hits and it's not about likes. But I don't know. I'm going all over the place because it's so many things. You know, I wrote a list of pros and cons when it came to technology and mainly, you know, social media. And I have a list, you know, of cons that outweighs the pros, which is very unfortunate. You know, I'm looking down, you know, cons, access. Cons, lack of boundaries. Because people lack boundaries. I can give you a story right now when it comes to, you know, texting and social media. You know, I'm a professional. I have my own business. I'm an event planner by trade. And I do go to networking events. I meet people. I exchange cards. You know, people don't understand that I gave you my card for professional reasons. Don't text me. You should not be texting me at 11 o'clock at night. You should not be calling me at 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, people think that because they have your cell phone number that they can call you anytime. I had somebody call me at mother effing 3 o'clock in the morning one time. Hey, I was just calling to learn about your business. What business are you calling to learn about? With the business in between my legs or my professional business? Like, come on now. So people, you know, it's the lack of boundaries. People don't know, you know, when to not push the envelope. And people are pushing the envelope a lot more. And, you know, okay, I just ran out of music. Let's try that again. But, yeah, people are constantly pushing the envelope. You know, when it comes to even with nude pictures or pictures in general, if I was with some guy face to face that I just met, it's highly unlikely that he would just pull his penis out in front of me. And we hadn't had any more of an exchange than how are you doing. But nowadays, I'm getting penis pictures from a simple hello. So, you know, boundaries. People are pushing the envelope. You know, pushing the envelope, and I'm all over the place, I see, on my list. Misinterpretations. You know, people, I've done it, I misread something or misunderstood what somebody said and taken it completely the wrong way. So instead of calling that person, I'm just like, oh, I'm fuming because of what somebody texted to me without even bothering to pick up the phone. So that's something that we got to get better at. You know, if there's an issue, maybe that message rubbed you the wrong way, call the person and figure out, like, hey, did you mean it like this? Or You know, I just want to make certain that we're clear. So, you know, make certain that you have those conversations. You know, I hate doing the whole dissertation text message stuff and long emails. In some cases, it's necessary. I had to do that recently. You know, I tried to have a conversation with somebody and we kept over talking each other. I was like, you know what, let me take a step back and just type it out, because I don't think that they're going to be able to grasp what is being said. And that's something I've done, you know, plenty of times in the past. Like, you know what, me and my friend, we had a disagreement and she's not, what was it? Okay. She is, you know, not understanding what I'm saying. So I'm just going to type everything out. And that gives me an opportunity to filter what I'm going to say. So although I don't like to do it, I think that might be necessary in some cases. But yeah, I would much recommend to have that face-to-face or phone conversation with somebody. Another con, as I said before, lack of privacy. People are in your business. And a huge con is the impersonal messaging. You know, I don't like texting all the time. I will do it, but it's so impersonal. Don't ask me on a date via text message, because I'm not going to accept it until I talk to you on the phone. So I'm not into this impersonal stuff, and people are so, they're much more impersonal nowadays. And another thing, narcissism. Are we not narcissistic in society? Like, even more narcissistic. But okay, let me stop rambling. Rant and rave concluded, I think. So anything you want to add, Howard? Because I've talked a whole lot.
Not really stuff that I want to add, but I do want to say, because you have mentioned that a few times, that texting you and asking you about asking you on a date is unacceptable. However, I did post in the group that question just to see what people were saying, and everyone else seems to be up with it. They're fine with a text, but they do want to have a conversation, a follow up conversation. Dallas specifically said she would, but then she would. She would definitely call so you guys can go over the details and figure out what was going on. But these are people that they've communicated with before. This is not
right.
A first communication.
Well, let me. First conversation type thing. Like, we've not even spoken and you asking me out on a date. That I don't like.
Okay. So how about, since we're talking about social media and communicating and dating,
mm-hmm.
How about some of these dating websites and having I'm not sure if you've ever done them, but I'm involved in some of those.
I've done like everything.
But so
I've done them all.
What is your process for that? What is an acceptable course of action for someone that's interested in you on there? Do you give them your number right away? Do you have a 4 or 5 message exchange before you give them their number and then they have to call? Or is texting right out the gate okay? What's how does that work for you?
My preference is for us to dialogue first on site I'm on. I don't like when somebody just starts off like, hey, call me at so and so. I'm like, yo, like, we haven't even established a rapport yet.
I'm with you.
That I don't like, because even if I'm out at the bar and somebody just like, hey, call me, I'm not going to respond well to that. So I need the build up. And fellas, women need the build up. We need the foreplay, and a lot of guys don't understand that. Mm. And even when it comes to, like, you know, even in our group, a lot of women will say, I prefer to talk.
Yeah.
Women like to talk, fellas. Yeah. So the texting, yes, you can text, but you got to have that balance. And a lot of guys are like, well, I don't really like to talk. I prefer to text. That's a disconnect.
Okay.
Like, if a woman can compromise and text you, you can compromise and pick up the damn phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be going back with, you know, 25 different messages. I'm like, I've had enough. I will call you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the going back to your initial question, I would rather us have some type of dialogue beforehand to see if there's some type of rapport. Because if you say something stupid or you put like an S at the end of mine, then that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Or if I don't know, if you come up at me like outlandishly with sexual stuff, I'm not going to respond well to that. So then we can decide if we want to communicate, then we can exchange numbers and then take it from there. Once we have exchanged numbers, I want you to call me.
Okay.
But I mean, you can still text me and I'll say, well, hey, can you talk now? So then I'm going to call you.
Okay.
But one of the things I don't like is once we've established that we want to talk to each other off of that dating site, don't hit me on that dating site anymore. Don't message. You have my number for a reason.
Okay.
Don't text me or hit me on Plenty of Fish when you have my phone number to call me. Like, that's one of the things that really gets on my nerves. Like, this is somebody that I know, and I've told him this several times. We're not even dating. It's like for business stuff. Mm-hmm. I will call this man and say, you know, call me back, blah, blah, blah. He'll send me messages on Facebook. I don't check Facebook messages. Yeah. I don't even know when I get them half the time.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my Facebook message. He didn't send me a message like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Like, I'm trying to talk to you about job leads and projects, and you're sending me messages on Facebook of all places. Not even email. I said, call me.
Uh-huh.
He don't even text. He'll send me a message on Facebook that is asinine. I don't understand why he does that. Mm-hmm. Pisses me off, mm-hmm. as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So once you have my number, use it.
Yeah. And I think it's finding that balance is what it's about. Like I said, I prefer to be in person. My preferred way of communicating is in person. So I'm going to try to push that. I'm going to try to hang out with you. I'm going to try to spend time. But obviously, we're both working. We're both adults. We both have other things going
right.
on. So there's going to have to be communication some other way. So I'm more than likely going to text you more often than having a phone conversation. Because I know if we get on the phone and we have that kind of rapport, I can get on the phone with you at 8 p.m. and be on the phone with you till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the conversation goes so well. That's the ideal situation. So I know that I can't do that, but maybe once or twice a week at most.
Right.
So, like, I'm going to keep it short. I may hit you up a little later. Like, hit me up before you go to bed. We can talk for 15, 20 minutes. We're going to be tired. Somebody's going to fall asleep or be on their way. So I'm with that, but I can't do that. Every few nights being up on the phone for 4 or 5 hours. So that's the preferred way of communicating for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely make that compromise and sit on the phone with you for a little while. But I mean, there are going to be times where I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to say, I got to do this. I got to go here. I got to figure out what tomorrow is going to be like. I have a life. So.
Right. And I'm a terrible texter.
Okay.
Like, I forget. Which is not good. Because I'll be at work and somebody will text me. I'm like, all right, cool. And then my coworker might say something to me. And then I will completely forget all about that text message and will not respond for hours and hours and hours.
That's a light-skinned girl trait.
It is not.
It is.
It is not. We will not say anything about complexions. That has nothing to do with it. But, yeah, and I'm terrible at that. So, if you've texted me and I haven't responded right away, I probably got distracted because I get distracted often. Like, you might text me and then I'll get another text from a friend of mine. I'm looking at it. She's like, oh, look at this thing on Instagram. Then I'm on Instagram looking at something and I'm laughing. And then, boom, I'm back on my computer, back at work, not paying attention and forgetting that you even sent me a message.
Okay.
And it happens. So, I forgot. So, somebody said do, like, the Ohio method. Only handle it once. So, like, as soon as you get it, respond. But like I said, I'll be in the middle of something. I might forget. You know, I'll be on a conference call or something. I might forget. I could be doing my show like right now.
Yeah.
I got a text message. I might forget because if I respond to it now, I might just cut the music off because I've done that before.
Yeah.
So it's a give and take. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, technology and social media nowadays, we've become so impatient. So impatient. Like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you took so long to get back to me. So what is your problem? Are you mad at me? Like, I've had somebody do that to me. I'm like, yo, I said, first of all, I tried to respond to your message, but my phone was tripping.
Okay.
Like, I even had to send this dude a screenshot to show him, like, look, like, the message was not going through. I wasn't ignoring you. My stuff just wasn't coming through to you. So calm down. Well, and if you have an issue, call me.
Well, one of the things that I have found that I have, at least that I have issue with when it comes to prolonged waits for text messaging is when we're having a conversation and we've been texting for 10, 15 minutes and I ask you a question and you just don't respond. Like, mm-hmm. I have one of my homegirls does this. We have an awkward relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're cool, though. But, like, any time that I say anything that's mildly flirtatious or anything like that, and it's not intended in that way, but, like, that's just my personality. I'm kind of flirty. She, like, gets real quiet, and so I have to remember what I sent her, go back and be like, okay, that wasn't, I was just kidding. Just calm down. Like, and then she'll respond again like it was nothing. It's just like, why do you not just respond? Like,
because she don't want you flirting with her.
That's fine.
Obviously,
that's
then
fine.
Stop flirting.
But Jesus.
Hey, look, that can be very awkward. I know.
That can be.
Because I've got, like, I showed you that message that man sent to me. Like, he went through my whole name.
Yeah.
But my name is actually Angela. And he went through, like, A is for alluring and N is for nice because you have the nicest smile and G is for, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, You just
say thanks with the three dots and then move on. But you can still respond.
I didn't even respond to that. But you know what? We got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories. And check out Parking Lot Pimp. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's pittelectric.com.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
The Chesapeake and DSJ Entertainment brings you the Forevermore Tour, Friday, April 24th, starring the amazing voice of Grammy-winning Algebra Blessett, featuring Michelle Obama's favorite soul singer, the Grammy-nominated Anthony David, and one of BET's Best Male Album winners, Marcel Russell. For a limited time, tickets are only $25. That's Algebra, Anthony, and Marcel at the Chesapeake Arts Center off 295 near Arundel Mills. Call 410-636-6597 or visit ChesapeakeArts.org. That's 410-636-6597. Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
Driving in my
been listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and Howard.
Hey.
Still. Yeah. Catch us every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tonight's topic, can we talk? Can we talk? Like, seriously, can we talk? I like to talk. I mean, I'm a woman. I like to talk. I need a man who can talk to me. That's what I want. But you just heard music from the internet. The song was called Fast Lane. The ending was totally weird. I forgot the song ended like that, so I had to go ahead and I did. I was like, let me go ahead and fade that out because that sounds a little odd. But yes, we're talking about can we talk? You know, technology versus social interaction. I would much rather prefer social interactions. Like I said, technology shouldn't and social media should not replace that. They can be a substitute, you know, while you are not with that person, because we can't be with each other 24/7, 365. So, I mean, it's definitely a way to continue the communication, but that should not be your only means of communication. You know, texting is not enough for me. You know, hitting me up on Facebook is not enough for me. I need to talk to you. I want to hear the inflection and the tone of your voice. I want to see your face. I want to be able to look into your eyes and, you know, the body language. So, yeah, I mean, it's some things that you just cannot convey or get across on social media and technology. But I want to go on to social media. Speaking of social media, because I asked the question, you know, what are some of the cons? You know, how has technology hindered relationships? And DH, who was on the air earlier, he said technology has hindered relationships because the effort it took to learn about a potential mate can be found by looking at the last 10 posts on their IG. Go look. Social media is very telling. It can be telling. And you know what? Social media is also misleading because people think that you have either this glamorous life mm-hmm. or this horrible life. Mostly glamorous, because most people are not going to like portray all this bad stuff about their lives, but people, you know, they really think that everything is so just effing glamorous in your life. You know, like when I talk to people, hey, how you doing, superstar? And I see you got all these great things. I see you do this, you do that. I think I'm just a regular person. Like, ain't nobody asking me for no damn autograph.
Or sending me money.
Right. Nobody is sending me a check. So if you would like to send me a check, you know, I would greatly appreciate it. But I also asked a question on our Instagram page, and one of the interesting things that somebody posted that I cannot find. Con, you know, it's made people more superficial. My buddy Rob, he says people's subconscious need of approval created by social media causes people, especially younger people whose first meaningful dating and relationships were at the peak of social media, to measure relationship expectations through posts, pictures, and statuses. The digital revolution completely takes away people's ability to genuinely engage face to face. I say genuinely because more than likely a post, text, or status has happened in between conflict or speaking face to face, which changes how you may have originally felt about an issue. Which is true. You know, I feel bad, you know, for the younger generation, because I really think they lack a lot of social skills and don't know how to interact. And, you know, they're from the, you know, they're the me generation, or the everybody gets a trophy. Mm-hmm. So they don't know how to handle rejection. So the first thing they're going to do is put it online. Because that's all they know. That's all they see. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to put her on blast. I had to get on one of my younger cousins about that. I said, yo, what are you doing? Yeah, if she keep playing with me, I'm about to post these pictures. And I said, don't do that. I said, first of all, you're a father. And number two, grow your ass up. Like, seriously, if you got a problem with this chick, talk to her about it. Everybody doesn't need to see her naked photos, because, you know, but you got a daughter and somebody just might do that to her.
Yep.
And you don't want your baby or your mother all up on social media or in anybody's inbox. So let's be clear. So yeah, that's a huge con. Somebody said you get blocked for being too nosy in your significant other's life. Yeah, because that becomes a huge sore spot for a lot of people, you know, social media, you know, in relationships, because, you know, who is this heifer that keep liking your pictures? Or who is this dude that put the heart eyes under your pictures? So that becomes a source of arguments that you don't want to have, and you're constantly having to explain these other people, because I know I got a lot of people on my social media pages that I don't know.
Yeah.
So if they say something outlandish, I can't control what they say. I can, you know, block the person, mm-hmm. or I can, you know, respond back to them, because I did tell somebody who said something about my breast on a picture. I said, man, kill yourself.
Wow.
I did. I have no problem with that. But I'm like, why would you say that? Like, I know I have breasts. I see them every day. You don't have to make that known in the picture. Because it's not like I was posing in a provocative way to, like, show off my body. I was in a picture with my friends. Mm-hmm. And he just was like, oh, look at those big old jugs and blah, blah. I'm just like, yo, have some class. Like, seriously. That's why I said kill yourself. Yep. I told him to kill himself. Too many opinions and, too many options and minimal effort. Yes. And that's definitely when it comes to dating. You know, you have so many options. You know, with plenty of fish or Tinder, I could just hit dislike, you know. Mm-hmm. I could just look at a couple of your pictures and I'm like, you know what? I don't like you. Or you could say something that I didn't like. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I could have completely taken it out of context. And you might really have a big penis, but I just didn't want to know about it. Mm-hmm. So then you get blocked. But yeah, people do have a lot more options nowadays. And I think that, you know, with us being in a microwave society, we want what we want when we want it. And I can, you know, I can dismiss you at the drop of a hat and forget all about you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where this idea of thirst came from, because mm-hmm. In past generations, if you weren't a movie star, like, you knew the 30 people that you might see every day in your regular course of a week. So if you had two or three complimenting you, saying with some sort of interest, you were like, okay, that's cool, I appreciate it, I'm not interested, but that's what it is. But now, if you post an Instagram picture with the right pose, like, you're going to get 1,500 likes. Mm-hmm. And then you start calling people thirsty and all these other things. So,
me in the shower.
Yeah. Right, so someone with some genuine interest in you that's saying, hey, you look great today, da 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 da. Now you're like, okay, you just another one of these thirsty dudes that's just all in my, like, nah, chick, like,
I just want to smash. No, and it definitely, you know, like I said, people misinterpret things. We judge a lot of people. I know. Mm-hmm. I do. When somebody has, like, extremely bad grammar, mm-hmm. I might, you know, look at them kind of way. And like, ooh, he's not that bright. Or, you know, when I see their comments on certain topics, I'm like, I don't think he's the one. You know, he was attractive until he said this about abortion, or he said about sex, or he said this about cheating, and he makes all these side chick posts, and he thinks that's cool. So that becomes a problem, you know, because I'm starting to look at you sideways, you know, because I have to be able to separate your social media persona versus your, you know, your actual person, and sometimes it's hard to do because, you know, those lines are blurred. But you know what, we got to go to break. Okay. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow for soulful music, news, and talk.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Last night I saw you.
You listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and Howard.
Yeah.
This is her music from Tevin Campbell. The song was called Can We Talk? You know, I felt it was only appropriate since tonight's topic is Can We Talk? Can we just get back to, you know, the old school way of communicating in some cases? You know, can we be more present? You know I struggle with, you know, putting my phone down when I'm out with my friends. I'm good at it when I'm on a date, but when I'm actually out with friends and it's like, oh, let me post this, let me post that, let me read this, let me read that. So I need to be more present when I'm actually out with my friends
dates. I feel like I'm part of a select group that is uncatfishable,
mm-hmm.
because I have to see you. Like, mm-hmm. not seeing you and only talking through text and that if we go more than a week, if things are going well and we go more than a week, and in some cases, let's just say at max a month.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see you in a month, I don't care how good our conversation is. I'm not talking to you anymore. Like, if you don't want to come and be in the same place that I am, goodbye. Thanks. I appreciate it. But I don't need pen pals, like, in no aspect of my life. Even if we are just going to be friends, like, I don't want to just talk to you. Like, I need to be in your space. I need to. I'm never going to learn who you are. I'm never going to figure you out. You're never going to understand who I truly am. Oh, excuse me. If you're never around me and you can't see my expressions, mm-hmm. and you can't hear the inflection in my voice and understand what tones,
mm-hmm.
and how I use them. Like, you can't get to know a person. You can't really connect with a person without face-to-face interactions, I believe.
Right.
So, like, so this show Catfish wouldn't exist if it was up to me, because
I don't even know how it exists nowadays. Like, I'm not going to just continue. I don't know.
I think there's two parts of it. People are just far too open to or just so needy for some sort of attention sometimes that they'll accept foolishness. And the other half of it is some people, like you said earlier, have that persona that differs. Like, my online presence is not different than I am in person.
Mm-hmm.
But people have that and they enjoy that and they thrive in that other space, so they want to continue to keep you in that realm. They don't want to see that person.
That is odd. You know, because it's odd when you are chatting with somebody online and they seem to have all this personality, and you finally get to meet them and they are dry, yep. as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to believe that my online persona is the same, but I mean, of course, I'm only going to post great things. Yeah. So I'm not going to post the bad things about me, but people think, oh, you go out so much, you do this. I was like, if you knew how many weekends and how many Friday nights I am at home in my bed by myself with my phone and my laptop. Uh-huh. You don't know how often I make love to my computer. My computer is always next to me in the bed because I'm always on it. So, like, people have, you know, these misconceptions when, you know, about all this. Oh, I know you're making a whole lot of money doing this. I was like, if you saw my bank account now, do you know that I just paid my mortgage? Like, hello.
But that tells me a lot about people. When you see someone hustling and working and grinding, mm-hmm. and doing all these things, and you assume that it means that they're having success, and not that success is defined by money and all these other things, but if that's where your brain goes, to me that means you're not doing anything, you're not going through anything, you're not trying to improve yourself in any kind of way, because you don't understand that just because I am going to these events and hosting these events and having a radio show and doing all these other things doesn't mean that, like, I'm balling and
I'm trying to ball.
The most popular person.
I want y'all
in the world
to support me trying to ball. Hello? I want you to tune into the radio show. I want you to check out the website. I want you to comment. I want you to share. I want you to do everything. Because, you know, I love it when people say, well, how's the show going? Well, clearly you don't listen.
Exactly.
You tell me how it's going. Yeah. You tell me what you like, what you don't like. What can we improve upon? I welcome your feedback. But going back to tonight's topic, can we talk? You know, as I said before, I want us to be more present when we are out on dates. You know, I've been in a situation where I said to a guy, I said, am I boring you? Because he was constantly checking his phone. I said, you know, if you want to leave, you can do so. Like, mm-hmm. I think we came here to be together, so can we be together? Can you focus? You know, is it really that hard for you to devote 1 hour without being on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's calling you. Nobody's checking for you right now. Because his whole excuse was, you know, I got to check on my son. No, you don't. Your son's asleep.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's been asleep. You dropped him off at your sister's house at 8:30. He was asleep then. He's asleep now. She'll if there was a problem, she would have called you by now.
Exactly.
There's no problem. You're not checking on your son. You're checking on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out with somebody who was actually showing me their online dating stuff. Like, oh my gosh, all these ugly chicks hit me up. You're telling me this because...
I mean, I've done that before, but usually it's
but
because...
But we're on a date.
But I've been on a date, and especially if it's someone that I met in that world, but it was, oh my God, my experience has been so terrible. Look at some of these things. And we
yeah, we'll but compare. I didn't ask.
Exactly.
I didn't
That's
ask.
Part of the conversation. Okay.
No, I didn't ask to see anything on your phone. Like, what I want to know is... nothing about your online dating experiences because I didn't ask. But yeah, can we talk? Going back to the conversation, you know, how has, you know, technology hindered relationships? And I think it's made a lot more of us insecure. I think nowadays we need more, what's the word I'm looking for? I lost my train of thought. I'm having a brain fart. But we need constant reassurance. That's what I was going to say. You know, to let your partner know that, you know, that you love them and you're thinking about them. So you got to have that constant reassurance nowadays because, like I said, we are in a microwave society, so we're impatient. So I need to know. I need to hear from you. We need to talk. So, like, daily. And that was another question that you know, comes to the table, that comes to mind. How often do you need to speak to a love interest or somebody that you're, you know, that you're dating or that you're in a relationship with? How often do you guys need to speak? Do you have to talk on the phone daily? Is it like a 10 minutes here, a 30 minutes there? Is it a text message? Good morning, I'm thinking about you. FaceTime at night.
If I'm in a relationship, I need to talk to you every day.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be huge. It could be a few texts throughout the day. But every day, if we're not talking every day, then you're doing something incorrect. I mean, I would assume that we would have this conversation and you would have at least agreed to some sort of communication every day. But yeah, that's how I feel. Now, if we're just talking, if we just got to know each other, a couple times a week, 3, 4, maybe 5. It depends on the relationship and how well it's going and whatever. Mm-hmm. But my last girlfriend, we met one day, let's say a Saturday. We hung out maybe a week and a half later,
mm-hmm.
and we were together every day for the next, until we broke up, basically.
That sounds like something that happened to me, because I was, like, inseparable with this one guy, and then everything just, like, completely fell off.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't talk, it just, like, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
But, like, when we were together, it was just, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we weren't together, so I was like, I got a problem with this. Like, if I can't connect with you when we're not together,
yeah.
this is going to be a problem for me, so... things didn't work out. And also, speaking of social media, will catch you out there, because people try to lie.
Oh yeah.
And it'll catch you out there. Like, I've caught somebody, I wasn't even looking for anything, and it just happened to come up on my timeline about, you know, him saying that he wasn't going to a certain location with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
pictures.
Yeah. And it wasn't like I was looking on his page, because I wasn't even, like, following him. It just, I guess we had, like, a mutual friend, mm-hmm. and it came up on her page. I was just like, wait a minute. Like, you told me that you weren't going there, and you all up in the picture.
You can't fake the funk no more.
So,
like,
and it makes it challenging, too, when you want to end the conversation. Like, okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to bed. Then the person sees you posting on Instagram. I thought you was going to bed. Well, I'd rather say I'm going to bed than, all right, I had enough talking to you today. I don't feel like talking to you anymore.
You can just say, I got to go. All right, I got some things to do.
Yeah. Because some people are like, dang, you don't want to talk? Like, we've been talking for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you no more. I've said all that I can say.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's interesting. And you know, going back to the, you know, how often should you speak? You know, that's a challenge, because if I don't talk to you often, I will forget about you. And that's exactly what happened to me. How I forgot the dude who hit me up on FaceTime a few weeks ago. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
And even when I saw his face, I just like I could not remember his name. I had to, like, search in my phone, like, oh my God, how did I meet this guy? And yeah, it took a very long time for me to figure out who he was, so my bad, sir. Anyway, we gotta go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio. I am your host, Miss Marie, alongside Howard.
Hello.
You just heard one of my favorite throwback songs by Chaka Khan, the great Chaka Khan. The song is called Everlasting Love. Everlasting Love. Beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. But tonight, we're talking about, can we talk? You know, technology versus social interaction. So, Howard, is technology the problem? No. Or social media the problem?
No. People.
Is it technology or social media?
I think it's people.
Yeah, the people are the problem. But, you know, they have so many tools to do bad things. Not even bad things, or just not connect. You know, I feel that we can't connect in person because we can't disconnect from our devices.
I think it's, I agree, but I think it's because there hasn't been any proper training on what it means to have a social media presence and how to navigate that world.
So how do we even get trained on that? Because there's no, I mean, when social media, you know, came about, there was really no rules to the game.
Yeah.
You know, was it like Black Planet was like the first, you know, real social media site where we could connect? And then, you know, we had, it was started with like Instant Messenger, then it was mm-hmm. Black Planet, then it was MySpace and Hi5 and then Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Kick Chat or whatever. Yeah, Snapchat, Kick something.
I think it's one of those things where we are the generation that kind of lived on both ends of this, where
right.
we saw before and we see the aftermath of it, and we have to kind of convey to this generation that's only known that what it means, because no, they're not really taught those things. And I think it's kind of our generation's responsibility to kind of pass that message along,
so they can understand the severity of it.
What they're missing, like there's so much that they're missing because they only know how to interact with someone on social media. So, no, there isn't an established, I guess, decorum for your social media presence. But I think it's something that our generation is kind of responsible for.
Maybe we need to have a program about that.
Listen,
dinner or brunch, you know, social media rules of engagement,
yeah.
like the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to relationships, because it's so much. I mean, it's just an added layer. You know, just think about it. You know, 15, 20 years ago, there were no arguments about cell phones. Because now the argument is like, well, I called you, I text you, you didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back in the day when we just had landlines, like,
yeah.
okay, I wasn't home. I didn't hear the phone. I wasn't available.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if you don't answer my call or respond to my text message, that's not an acceptable
yeah.
excuse.
Yeah.
So it's added arguments. It's added, you know, added layers of insecurity because, okay, if you're not responding to me, what's the problem? Like, did I do something? Did I say something? I don't know what's going on. You know, do you not like me anymore? You know, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Or you might be out there with somebody else, because if you're not talking to me, you got to be talking to somebody else.
Exactly.
So it's just so many things that come along with social media and technology. Yes, it's a great tool, you know, to reconnect and you know, just have access and streamline communication. But it's also a huge way to just misinterpret things and to get in your feelings and yeah. It just opens up a can of worms. You know, it's Pandora's box. So you just need to make sure that you're guiding things in the right direction and realize that nothing, I mean nothing, is private anymore.
Yeah. There's one thing that really grinds my gears, I guess, about this texting age and all of that. One thing that I'm not a violent person
mm-hmm.
and I don't condone hitting women, but one thing that will make me punch a woman in the face
mm-hmm.
is if, when I contact you, you're busy, and that's fine. You're busy, you got things to do, or you're out with your friends or whatever. But when you're with me, you're constantly on your phone.
Mm.
Like, okay, my time obviously means so much less than you than any other time that you're out and doing things. That just grinds
Put
my gears.
Put the phone
Put
away.
Put your phone down.
Be present.
Be
in the moment. Be with me.
I don't mind
I
you.
I told
waiting.
You, I've asked a person, I said, am I boring
okay.
you? Can you put the phone away? I've had to say that to a couple of people. One of them got an attitude with me. Well, this is my business, and if I don't do this, then, you know, I don't eat. Like, first of all, it's 11 o'clock. Second of all, they can wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. People, you have to understand the power of no, and that it's okay to let that person wait. Mm. You're not going to miss. How much are you really going to miss out if you don't respond for an hour? It's not like your shop is open at 11 o'clock. You're not going to open your shop until the next day or the day after. So you can say no. And some of us, you know, you teach people how to treat you. And you have to discipline people. You know, you have to let them know you cannot contact me at this hour. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to business, you know, like I said before, I don't like when people text message me when it comes to business. So this one chick, she's been texting me for I don't know how long. I don't respond. Mm-hmm. She's going to get the hint one of these days. Well, I'm not going to respond. If you call me, I'll talk to you. If you text me, I'm not going to respond. And if you call me after a certain hour and we don't have that rapport or understanding that it's okay for you to call me this time of night, I'm not going to answer.
Yeah.
Just because the phone is ringing does not mean it has to be answered.
Oh, I'll push ignore so you know that I saw it and I chose not to.
So, you know, we have to exercise, you know, a little more patience, a lot more boundaries, especially in relationships, and a lot more discretion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's almost that time for us to get out of here. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Join us next Wednesday and each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow for Soulful Music News and Talk. The website is thisdateisover.com. Check it out. Hit me up. Also, on Friday, this Friday, April 17th, I will be at Baby Well along with The Flow. It's going to be a great time. I believe Bobby Rocks is DJing. It's going to be some great music. Not the same stuff that you hit the club all the time, okay? You can get your trap music somewhere else. We just want to hear some good music. You know, the stuff that we play here on The Flow is going to be played on Friday night at Baby Well, and I'm looking forward to it. So come out, check us out if you're in the D.C. area. It's totally free. I'm Howard. Any parting words?
Have a great night, folks. I'm done.
Yes, thank you guys so much once again. ThisDateIsOver.com is the website. We got a lot of great events coming up, so make certain you stay tuned. Thanks again to the folks who came out to Happy Hour last month. Thank you guys in advance who I'm going to see this weekend to celebrate my birthday, which is on 420. And also, if you want to get some ads, some commercials, if you got a small business, you know, hit me up, info@thisdateisover.com. And we can point you in the right direction. So, you know, support us, we support you. That's all it is. Business supporting business. So let me stop rambling so y'all can enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you once again. Good night. Bye-bye.